Greetings, I'm Anthony Adsett, storage editor with ComputerWeekly.com, and today we're going to look at some of the benefits and some of the shortcomings of server flash and how some of the vendors are approaching the issue of sharing flash between servers. So we'll get started with some of the benefits of server flash and its shortcomings. Now, the server is one of the places you can put flash to speed up storage in your IT environment. Putting PCIe flash in the server boosts IOPS and throughput and reduces latency more than would be the case in other applications of flash, such as in the storage array, because data is held right next to the processor that's crunching the app. Server PCIe flash is most often multi-level cell and often comes with caching software that can integrate the flash card with the server's memory. And it optimizes its performance by, for example, shipping writes straight off to the storage array but holding reads for a rapid response to the needs of the app. Vendors of server flash include specialist suppliers like Fusion.io and mainstream storage vendors that have added server flash to their offerings, such as EMC's ExtremeSW, NetApp's FlashXL, and Dell's PowerEdge PCIe flash. Server flash is most often used for a performance boost for specific apps and their databases. In other words, things that are going to reside on that physical server. Virtualization applications and clustered apps are less likely to benefit from flash dedicated to one server because of the likelihood in these cases of VMs being moved around or the need to share physical resources. The downsides of server flash to date have been that once you put that PCIe card in a server, that's where it stays, and that's the only place its benefits are reaped. If that server goes down, what happens to the data? You need to have high availability mirroring between identical server instances, or, as we'll see, pooling of cache, no data protection threats result from server outage. Also, there are the shortcomings already mentioned. How do you use clustered apps with server-side flash, for example, or make it suitable for virtualization scenarios with workloads that are shared between hosts? Well, to answer these issues, the ability to share PCIe server flash is something that's becoming increasingly possible via hardware and software solutions. Most recently announced was QLogic's Fabric Cache QLE 10,000 cards, which combine the functions of a PCIe SLC flash card with a fibre channel HBA and connects together separate instances of flash for use by all servers in a cluster as well as with drives in the array. It currently comes only with 8 gigabit fibre channel connectivity, but 10 gig Ethernet for iSCSI storage is promised. The QLogic product is targeted at customers that want to run clustered enterprise apps or virtualized environments for where workloads are shared across servers, and it provides one instance of cache per cluster. Currently, QLogic appears to be the only hardware solution to the challenge of sharing server flash. There are some software products though. Sanbolic's Melio attacks the problem from a different direction. It's software that replaces Windows and virtualizes PCIe and SSD in servers, all in a software-defined storage layer in the hypervisor and makes them act as a single shared file system. It's available only in Windows, but Linux support is planned, and it works over InfiniBand and Ethernet currently. Meanwhile, Viridant Systems has a beta out of its FlashMax Connect software that includes three modules: synchronous high availability mirroring between server flash, sharing of server flash to other hosts, and PCIe server flash cache capability. FlashMax Connect only works with Viridant PCIe cards and is scheduled for general release in April. Future versions will work with other vendors' cards, and plans exist to enable cache pooling between clustered servers. Violin Memory recently got into the PCIe server flash market with its Velocity cards. Currently they provide only standalone PCIe server flash capacity, but there are plans to add replication and mirroring later this year using technology the company gained when they bought Gridiron Systems earlier this year. Look out for server flash sharing capabilities from PCIe flash pioneer Fusion.io also. The company recently bought UK open source storage and SCSI specialist ID7 and says it will develop products using this expertise to create shared pools from multiple server-based instances of storage. Also, Dell has its Project Hermes that resulted from its acquisition of RNA Networks in 2011, and which includes sharing of server flash in its roadmap, although there's no products that have yet emerged. In summary, it's early days for this product category and it's an uneven market, but sharing server flash is something that should come to maturity in the next year or so. That's the end of the podcast. For more news on server flash and all aspects of storage and data protection, visit computerweekly.com.